not beings. There are people who existential, you are existentially king. In every motion of their body and every grimace of the countenance shines through their majesty or the inner kingship which God has bestowed upon them. And those people are actually, I mean, unknown, clothed in rags, and simply treated with contempt by society. On the other hand, there are people, rich and prominent and powerful, known to many and admired by many, who existentially are ordinary clay, bleach and gray people, notwithstanding the fact that from a political or social or economic viewpoint, they control an empire. Yes, they might have achieved kingdom, but they failed to achieve kingship, Malthus. And they look at the heaven. But Malthus is the gift by the Almighty. The election of Israel as an Amtsbuhr is basically identical with the act of bestowing kingship upon Israel. The special, unique, inner endowment of the Jew, we all believe in fear. But if one doesn't believe in fear, our whole history becomes a hoax. We all believe in fear, and the special unique endowment of the Jew asserts itself in the inner majesty. To be a Jew means to live, to act, to feel, to think like a Jew. That is the human nature. And even the mitzvah pertaining to the election of a king, as a political monarch, and delegating to him great power, as was expressed in Shakespeare, the Testament of America, is nurtured by the idea of Malthus, of kingship. The Jewish king, the genuine king, whom God favors, meaning possesses inner majesty, as the Yitzchak of Hashem Rechavodei. The person whom you will elevate to the throne of the kingdom should be endowed with charismatic kingship by God. Hence, the halachas pertaining to kingdom and the political monarchy reflects the various aspects of Malthus as a metaphysical idea in which every Jew shares. The halachas translated subjective experiences of kingship into objective halachas of kingdom and the political monarchy. Now, this is the problem. Now let us ask the first halachic question. It's an halachic question as well as a metaphysical question. It's a lot of question if we limit the question to political monarchy, to kingdom as a political institution, as a form of government. It's a metaphysical question if we apply the question to Malthus, to the inner majesty, to the charismatic endowment in the Jew, in every Jew. Namely, what are the objectives which the Melech is summoned to attain? What is the purpose of the as a political institution? What is the ultimate goal that the king strives to reach? For what purpose did the Torah tell us to appoint a Melech, and to respect him and to abide by him, and to subordinate ourselves to him? Since that's Melech HaMelech, the Torah must follow. What is the purpose? The purpose, my thought, what is it? The result is, has a lack of significance established in the political institution of the kingdom of Israel, objective relevance. It has also been tremendous, metaphysical, philosophical relevance, which, as far as the Jewish mission, the mother of time, the present is, but we still have not abundant ideas as an American case. We throw them in on the rocky table of America. At least the Jew does not lay claim to the kingship, but the Jew is a prince, self, means a member of the royal family. And I told you, it's not kingdom, it's not a political institution, it's not a road to the background here. For how the 1900 years it was. I mean, we did not, I mean, we were independent people, not oppressed people. People were persecuted people. But about the spiritual kingship of the Jews. So what I'm saying, the aspect, if you find them in the capable of defining the formulas in the sector, the terror, the goal of seeing the government, the political institutions, will know perhaps to find out what our objective is now. That's right. So we are very much confused. Racial rights, they are positions in society, particularly orthodoxy and orthodoxy. I mean, quite often, perplexed about the darkness of the Matoro, the day they are coming to pursue. I want simply to analyze the problem at a logic level, and from time to time, to reach out for the metaphysical components. Now, what is the problem of appointing a Jew? The Rambam in Mishneh Tere, Tirekalat Mitzvah Melochim, Aloch Aleph, doesn't say a word about it. It's a Sholish Mitzvah, Mitzvah Yisroel Shatzvah Shoshom Lohem. Lin Nisroeler, the Rambam copied the Hebraic verbatim on it, without modifying the single sure. Later, the Rambam speaks parenthetically about the objectives of the kingdom, the problem, which is there to prepare for the kingdom, which he must follow. But the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvot, and I've asked Rabbi Clayton to prepare a Sefer HaChinuch, Mishnah Sefer HaChinuch. I mean, is it here or not? It is not here. Sefer HaChinuch is not as strong as Rabbi Clayton. I don't know. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, and Chinuch has copied apparently the Rambam, says Mitzvah Tasei Limleis Oleinu Melech Kedei Le'achit Es Umateinu, in order to unite the people. Why he didn't mention it, he omitted it. In Mishneh Tere, I don't know, I can't answer that, I don't know. But in Sefer HaMitzvot, it says explicitly, the Chinuch has copied it, that the rain, all many amishnas from the Rambam have stated that the prime objective of Nimelech, of the appointment of the kingdom, is uniting of the people. I was at level interested, did you judge the opinion by the Rambam or many of the Shemians agree with him, other Shemians? It's very hard, you know, just walking there isn't much of it. There isn't much to be. There isn't much, the material is so limited that there isn't much to be guided by. But I found Facebook discussion that followed in days. Facebook asked, according to Shmuel, the column of the Parshas Melech Mudra, whatever the prophet said to all the Jews about the king and his authority, confiscated, take away property, and actually the king is legitimate on the part of the king. Confiscation of property, the legitimate debt on the part of the king, and say that, and why he was half punished for taking away the vineyard from Norbert and Israel. So it says many Tebutim. I'm not interested in the question now, but nor am I interested in the Tebutim, but four Tebutim. But the last representation is, as Apos could not enjoy the privilege, which was expounded by Shmuel to the people, in regard to show. Because Akkor was not the king of a whole Israel, of a Jew. Knesset Israel in its entirety. The only rule can drive out of them. This is exactly the issue of the Rambam, that the real king, the genuine king, whose authority is unlimited, is the one who united the people under his rule. This is the opinion of the Rambam. Unite the people under his rule. Yeah. What is about, if we take a look in the Tanakh, the Chumash, in this unity of the people, a condition of Tanya Kranon for the enhancement of the or is something mentioned about it? So if you take a look in my feet, the Yahweh spoke addressing to the Yehuda. Now I want to say something about it. Halakhically means a king. Kingdom means sovereignty. And the highest authority. These are two kings, but neither one is a sovereign in the present world. They do not have supreme authority because there is another king which may challenge him. As a matter of fact, the mother tells us a story in Herodias that Rebbe asked whether or not he would be obligated to bring a soil if he had committed a chet chayom on Ephadot. So the answer is, are it to us for the mother. Your authority is limited to the soil, you are the competitor in Babylonia, means there is to lose it. אשר לא סיניח טוב עד השם הלכור, למי שאין למעלה ממנו אלו עד השם הלכור. If a body sovereign is only one, God, the Almighty. However, if there is someone else who shares power in the core or controls a part of the people, so he is not called nothing. He is not as a nothing yet to return to God. It's the same halacha as the Rambam has expressed in Sefer HaMitzvah that the real objective of the king is Achdus Yisrael, the unity of the people. Split people, the melech of the split people, or the melech of Pumel of him, are not the ideal of him. The institution of Malbus requires complete unity in universal. That's not the Mishnah there is on the same word about it. Now I want to say something. How does the melech? When it says that Melech should unite the people, I mean, you can unite the people in a variety of ways. You can unite the people by exercising power. I mean, how is it power? I mean, simply by tyranny. By taking away the basic liberty from the people. By letting them have their voice in government. By not consulting them. You can do that, of course, I mean. Russia is Israel united, no doubt about it. Well, America is united, but not Russia is Israel. United because one way speaks for Russia. For the people who have a mind, I mean, it's very hard to get. And we have a rule, I mean, an old rule for the world. Rule of Chevalerian as well. I think, but I'm afraid to express, I can't stand up and voice my opinion. I mean, it means. Of course, you can bring about unity simply by the sword. By the high speech. By the high speech. To punish anybody who dares to disagree. The dissidents are thrown into jail. Of course, it's possible. But this is not the kind of unity that we need. The Rambam understood when he spoke about the ultimate objective of Melech. The Lahachi that we were saying, to unite the people. How does the Melech unite the people? What is the instrument by virtue of which he achieves this unity? What is actually the method that you have in the world? What about charisma? The word we can sing abuse for everyone is very much. Charisma means basically great charisma in the inner endowment. The inner quality. The quality is not extraneous, but it's for the quality, for the positive quality, which is a part of the personality. But it doesn't mean the charisma is not good enough. By what does he unite?
By
the accept? Of course. As a matter of fact, there is a problem, a lack of it. But for the Nimri Melech, the appointment itself, the formal appointment, the act of appointment, of electing the king, is of course, Nimri Melech is done by the Sanhedrin and Nobi. There is no Nobi in the Sanhedrin. It's a formal act by the Sanhedrin, but against Nagodu, they appoint the king. All right, but quite possible, it should be accepted by the entire people. The accepted that things should not be imposed on above by the Sanhedrin upon the people, but the people should accept them and voluntarily. They've got to be disjointed. I mean, they're actually chosen by the people. I mean, the formal appointment, the meaning, is done before by Sanhedrin. But Sanhedrin either consults the people, how I don't know, or the people is the agreement of the people, the consent of the people. Quite possible, I don't know. Because again, I have no mockery for this. All I know is, dat apostel dan maar in Jehoede is. Dus juist wat er is, die kent Jehoede ook haast om je in toegelaten te hebben. Wat moet je in toegelaten hebben?
Gracias.
לוח שסויאל, אני יריץ את פטרו, ובמצוא שמפול דגים ולילו. לכן אני אשות את זה נושים, אתם לא יורית על לחץ. שמנה רבית אלו נושים חילכו, שרם בפרגיו ונסמולוקים על החברו, על הסוב הסבי ואיפי בפרו. שמנה רבית אלו נושים בין שעתו אתה ראיתי תפיד אותי רואה איזה רבי שימן אני אמרתי לא רשתה לי לקרוא הרב הזה רב גודל אני אקטס רבי שימן סיום הוא ידון פעם שהוא לא רשתה לי לקרוא ודבר אני אגיד על עשור עד פרלי תפיד אותי רואה שנמר ולהיות פה רבובי שלידן דרעתם את סיקסו וול ורסטרים שליבי הוא ליק אור כהל ישראל יבחר the heart of the entire community. The people don't say a person to Tero. That's why we say it. But that's why we are looking. It's required of the Melech. Absolute, unlimited commitment to Tero. Yesha Mishavon, because his heart, his mind, embraces the power. Shalibe, please. Shalibe, who lays all his heart. What is our name, by the word? Shalibe, you make all his heart. What does that mean? Shalibe, you make all his heart. It means he's both, and then you have a tender for me. The wealth of the country depends on me. Then the man would have used a different phrase, I mean. The man was not short of a caviar. He would have used a different phrase. Will you tell me if you let me go on, I mean? What do I know? Tell another, they might be doing you, but they... I don't like it. If you're very curious, you'll just listen. What does that mean? In similar phrase, we have in Rabbi Yehuda Levi Tzadok. Rabbi Yehuda Levi speaks about this singularity of the Klal Yisrael, and the unique role that Klal Yisrael plays in the world. So there is a famous
organ in humanity. shipwrecked boat. Humanity's suffering, humanity's joy, and salvation. And now, when Ram says, "You read and you read for this world," what does Ram mean? What does Ram mean, huh? It means, diffuse before the whole, before the community actually has realized, for instance, the latter is confronted with crisis, with distress. The Melach knows before the ordinary craftsman is. The realizer that he is encountering danger or his kin, his enemy. And when the community, suffers, oppressed, or enslaved, or humiliated, the Melach feels the pain. The Melach is the suffer. The Melach's heart comes in with breath. The heart has energy. That's what Rambam meant. She read the Yoreis for the word. It means the Melach is the person who has compassion and shares in the suffering of every individual. I better remember that from there. That's what Rambam meant. That she read the Yoreis for his word. It's not for the Kuzariyas, I think I have interpreted it. But the Kuzariyas throws the right. I mean, what Libay leaked for Israel meant in the evil history. It's not that she Yehudi boyish Israel very long to leave the Israel. The Melach is the heart. It's the most sensitive organ we think of among in the community. It reflects immediately pain or happiness, joy or distress. And the Melach is ready to help and to defend the people before the people realize that they are in need of defense or in need of help. And exactly, and here is where the Melach unites the people. People is united by what? The Melach merges his personality or his being with the being and existence of hundreds of thousands of billions of Jews. Wherever the Jews suffer, his faith is reflected by the Melach, by the heart of the Jews. That's exactly what the Ram means, shall we be raised for each other. And that's how the Melach unites the people. And the Ram speaks about it. Anyone who goes on the nation, Rabbeinu, when of a Nakuma, and the rain is where the Israel spoke of, who Matsom, who Kunesom, the Kitzvom, Kasha Yisro, Amen, and Sagene. Gereye, Hore Yakov, the Melach is called the Shepherd, Lirek Binyaki Bane, and Dark is Shalvei, and the Kurosh, the Kabore. Gereye, Edre, Tire, Israel, the Kabit, Soy, and the Reiki, the Soy. What is this? The job, the task of the day, is not just to take care of the flock, but to take care of every individual. Of every individual sheep, of every individual land. Always in Ireland. Today, every year, the Israeli Kabbalah is going to take it. And that's exactly the task of the Melach. Not only to help the people in touch, when the story is a sort of a symbol, community-wide, when the disaster with presence is a national foe, But even if it's an individual who is in distress, the Melach should share in his suffering, in his pain, and help him. If he should live and respond to us, this means Lahakai get to the table. We unite the people. Unite by suffering with the people. You unite the people if the Melach is not isolated from the people, he's within the people, but he shares in everybody's pagay and in everybody's suffering. This is exactly what and I want to add something else. When you say unite people, it is necessary for the Jewish people to be united. It is necessary, of course, for me to be my task to give on carefully unity of the people is indispensable for defense, for many things. But who spoke, there is one of the machines who actually emphasized that unity of the people is important for a metaphysical people, not only for political, under a political
from a metaphysical angle, Jewish theatrical, the Rambam speaks about it. You know where he speaks?
The Yeah, exactly. Why were they gay on the day the Jack died? For simple reasons. Because they were Celtic. If at Rome alone, he was not a gay goddess. And if at alone, he was not a people. But an individual representing a people. Jacob alone was not a people, an individual representing a people. The 12 tribes already symbolized the people. It was just a question of number. And he showed me he was. But the star, as the entity of a people is concerned, is Jacob's son, the 12 sons, comprise the people. Why? Why? Because according to Ramban explained, each son, Knesset Yisrael, means the confluence of unique talent, of individual spiritual yearning. It's a confluence of creative, many a time antithetic, and allegedly incommensurate attributes. Knesset Yisrael is a symphony of color. He is a symphony of sound. A merger of many into one entity. And each tribe, each haven, contributes its share. Knesset Yisrael embraces everything. You have 12 people, I mean. Each one was represented in the cushion by a different color, different shade. Together, it was a symphony of color. It's basically the Knesset Yisrael consists in one Knesset consisting of 12 diverse tribes. This is unity. For instance, Yaakov told Yetze, he told Yetze, or Mutra Pam. So Rashi says, if I hadn't found you, if I hadn't gathered alive as I did now, I would have thought that I would have no share, Leo, Leo, my boy. Actually, Mutsaka, I'll die only once, later my day. But I'll have a share, Leo, my boy. I mean, it's Rashi, it's very strange. Why should Yaakov think so? After all, Yaakov was lost, I mean, whatever happened to Yaakov was not due to him. It was due to somebody else. Why did Yaakov blame him himself, I mean, for the loss of him? The answer is, because Yaakov's job, Yaakov's task was to beget 12 sons. 12 sons. And those 12 sons who will comprise the Jewish people. They'll be within this entity, that community, small as it was, there'll be a confluence of talent, of approaches, of thoughts, of emotions, of physical energy. And all the self will be united into one entity. If Yasek had not been found, if Yasek had been killed, the entire Knesset Yisrael would have never arisen. They would have never entered the Yisrael by now. When Yasek was found, Yasek knew that he had fulfilled his task, which was assigned to him by a Jewish law. So this means unity. It's not just a unity of number. It's not the unity of the quantity. It's not the unity just coming in as far as for the census taker. It's more than there. It's a unity of antithetic, diverse elements, people who represent various talents, various commitments, various outlooks of life. Diverse approaches. It's a qualitative unity, it's a metaphysical unity. And that's exactly the job of the Melech, to maintain that unity. As a matter of fact, you know very well, we have always been, somebody said very well, if you'll ask about something in Yahadut, a problem. If you'll ask about a problem in Aloha, so you'll ask what is the opinion of the Aloha. So you, quite often, frequently, you'll get the following answer. There are about 20 more here. And it's interesting, Machlekes HaRishonim, or Machlekes HaGdolim, Machlekes HaMoraim, of course we accept one view, and we get the other view, but this Kesar in the Aristotelian principle, there is no principle of contradiction. If A is opposed to B, either A is right and B is wrong, or B is right and A is wrong. We said B and A may both be right. And that applies to people, to leaders. Each leader in this tutorial has represented a certain attribute. They basically divine attributes. You find many divine attributes which are actually mutually exclusive. And when you call up a Bishboroku, it is shown in Raymond, the united attributes. The Chesed and Gvura are two attributes which actually are mutually exclusive. They are contradictory. If there is Chesed, that cannot be Din. If there is Din, that cannot be Chesed. I mean, so that's what we say, Eitz Yisholim Ben Remos. It means, for Akadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, there is no contradiction between Chesed and Gvura. Chesed and Gvura, they unite into one entity, what's called a Kabbalah Tiferet. We, I mean, with our burden, with our frailties, inadequacy, and limitedness, and finitude, cannot understand how you can take two attributes, which are mutually exclusive, united into one entity, into one perfect entity. But this is Akadosh Baruch Hu, Eitz Yisholim Remos, and Chazal say there, well, what's Eitz Yisholim Remos? He reconciles Gabriel with Raphael. Why did Gabriel and Raphael have the flow? Because Gabriel represents Ish, the start of Ish, it means Din, Nishpot. Raphael represents mind, heaven. In Eitz Yisholim Remos, in heaven, there is no contradiction. There is no concrete. Din and Chesed merge into one Tiferet, into another leader, into a great leader, a great beautiful leader of Chesed. And actually in that there is confluence of opposites. There is harmony of contradiction. And there can't be a merger of incremental ideas. This is the opinion of the others. And that is the Knesset Tiferet. It's a confluence of opposition, of opposite. It's harmony of contradictory character, of incommensurate approaches. For instance, Yehuda represented Malchus. Yeseh represented Kedusha. That Yehuda represented Malchus, we all know. Because Malchus was given to Yehuda forever. This is a great gift which was bestowed upon Yehuda by Akadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know that Yosef represents the Yosef? But there is only one proof of that. Because the two broken Midrashim, which we say are a single Arab, one is Menuchot, the Rebosem Alam Nuchot, that's Shilin. And the second is Midrash, which we say are called Nachalot, the Yerushalayim, both broken Midrashim were in the land of Sinyon. What's the production? The Chalkish of the Yon. Shire, the Chalkish of Yisrael. Shire, the Chalkish of Yisrael. Strange, the blood, the two sons of prophets have a monopolized position. They are the representatives of Yisrael. The son of Leah is the representative of Moses. Why Kedusha was given to the descendants of Bochum, but Chazal say there were all Chazal. Tzniyus Yisrael, Nitnu Bibon of Shal Bochum. Bochum was very modest, humble, self-effacing, and so were her children. So, the Zaham Rup of Lehigidro, they came back to the father, and he thought about it. Whether he could let swear, he didn't tell anything about it, Rupert. It was the most important piece of news. Could have announced it, Father, but he didn't think of it first. It's a single word. Esther, Inger, Samagel, and Samuel, and Melodica. And so forth, and so on. They see, Knieth is identical to Kedusha, self-hatred. And Yehuda is Hermes, friends, the ability to admit a mistake, trust from an enemy, that's what's required of a king. And the king is required that he should not only be capable of admitting a mistake, you should also understand that a human being is capable of sinning, and is strong to sin, and he should be forgiven if the human being, the sinner, is ready to repent and come back and join the German fold. It's two shamanism, it's two different approaches, two opposites. But in the Knesset Yisrael, they merge into one entity. This is what Rambam says in Bakhtin Shalach, I thought. Knesset Yisrael, contrary to opposites, as contrast, symphony of color, as sound, which actually, I mean, are many times mutually expressed. This is Knesset Yisrael. And the Melech is the representative, who he represents the unity of the Knesset Yisrael, the qualitative unity, the metaphysical unity, what we call Mizu Kamidei. What the Jewish philosophers call coincidentia for the trouble, the coincidence of possibility. This is the job of the Melech. And if you take a look at Bnei Yisrael, you'll find it in Yisrael also. Take, for instance, a person like a Yuma Barak, and take his contemporary, the Baal Shem Tov, one of the older than the Yuma Barak, the Baal Shem Tov, the Rish HaMaariv, but was almost a contemporary of the Yuma Barak, same age. Or take the Yuma Barak and the Tanya, Bali Tvobo, the Rosh Lagerhead. In the controversy, I mean, I've used sometimes a very sharp and violent form. Sometimes it's exploded on it, and it's probably the three people are on in Eastern Europe. Two opposites. The Yuma Burn is more or less Mr. Bonneau Shal Rafael. He used to favor me for today. Humble, modest, self-defending, locked up in his ethics. I wasn't the ethics now, many years ago. Locked up in the ethics, I mean, the windows closed. The blinds pulled down, I mean, and I had the candle at daytime, I mean, studying them. You were going to steal the chair. This topic I know of it. There's no power, didn't organize anybody. It's complete nausea. And, on the other hand, the Baal Shem Tov, the Medrash HaMaariv, I mean, well, big people among the people, always accessible. I mean, trying to explain to the people, they spoke the language of the people, the plain language, the plain English language of the people, I mean. And they organized the financial movement. Also, there was a clash, a very violent, passionate clash. But later, the Knesset Yisrael realized that the Goyen and the Miyazdi Akhidus is just the Huda and the both contributed their share to the enrichment of the and the representatives of that unity in diversity are the coincidence of opposites. The heart which feels for everybody and shares in everybody's yearning and striving and pressing is a miracle. And this is the process of the world. There should be one individual who should understand the entire people. It has to be as wise and as big as the heart of all people. And you should share both in the joys and in the distress of every individual in the community. This means le'achid es in the table. It doesn't mean numbers. It doesn't mean one government. It might mean perhaps as far as the idea of kingdom is concerned, you look at it. But as far as multitude is concerned, the unity is just a metaphysical nature. If the Rambam calls Knesset Yisrael, he should represent the Knesset Yisrael. Now, what is next the objective of the king? The next objective. It's objective number one, but then objective number two. What do you say? The Rambam says, "Sheimamlichi melech tchila, v'lachis mishpot luchon. Shenema v'shofteinu malkeinu, v'yotko v'toneinu, v'nilchad luchamitzeinu." It's very strange. The Gemara says that the educated, the ignorant people said, "V'nilchad luchamitzeinu." Skeinim shemedeir said only v'shofteinu malkeinu. All right. Okay, Tatasha, all right. for the Rambam has enumerated two. Shame and blessing, Melech Timur, Lachis Mishpot, and Yochanan. What does it mean, Lachis Mishpot?
Number one, but in objective number two. What do you say?
הנה ושופטינו מורכינו ויוק מורכוננו ומיוחד מוחד 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 מוחד
Now, you'll find me. I'm going to the host of רבינו שניים, שניים ראשים פלט. עוד רבינו, שכל רוצים בי, נתנו לי גם אנפר, נגושייטים פריטים, הפודוויר, ניוטרל דיפרנס, and economic and which were relevant, I mean, the economy and the defense of the land, the failure, the economy, the status of the right, the wrong, the different side. Because he's building a bit of leaders, building his own talent. I mean, 7 years, how long did he build his own? Yes, just, and suddenly two women, I mean, which were held in contempt by the community, came with the story, I mean, about the child, the living child, the dead child, baby, apparently they were admitting me. There was a barrier separating the people from the king. La'atik mishpat means prayer. Yeah, there should be no barrier separating the king from the king. The king should be, will be invisible. If they are looking for the matrix, and one must not build a house in a gate, they should separate him from the pulpit. But the only should be capable of hearing on the knock on the door, on the gate, otherwise they shouldn't feel that hard. Uplight them not a fool. Uplight them not a fool. Little what?
The way.
Well, look out.
Why does Yitzchak get a whole pasture? Because he's set up intermediary in terms of Mishpat?
And he found it. Because if he had built the formation, and made sure the fans, I mean, somebody should read it, he cares. I mean, it's a lie. Because everybody has a right to build the formation. If they drop up, they drop up here, this issue problem, then we are not available, it's the nation. But better, if the Melech could resolve it, could have his case, as in the case, he did it, he did it himself. But it's not a question that he did it himself, that he was given the opportunity to it, and that everybody had the opportunity to appeal before the king, and to complain, and to petition the king, and to have the king intervene. That, and I want you to know, this is not a sign, and that is not a sign of a primitive government, as many political scientists will tell you. On the contrary, I'm not self government, a model government does not mean a government which is a move from the people. It's a sign of a moral government. And the moral government is really late for his prayer. If my heart beats, if my heart is repressed, the suffering of the people, then I have to be accessible. But otherwise, my heart cannot represent the people. This is Mishpat, number one. Number two, Mishpat means acceptability. Number one. No difference should separate the Melech from the people. Number two, my God. What's understood by Mishpat, huh? What's understood by Mishpat? No, you're not speaking to the newcomer, come and say, no, it's not, I'm not there, I'm at Mishpat. What means that for accessibility? Accessibility? No isolation. For the king, for the people. Secondly, of course, the Melech himself, which is, if he's capable of, should resolve or adjudicate, controversies and conflicts and litigation. All matters of litigation. But this itself is Kayonis, Haponis. You have a chance to do it. So your chance is also there to resolve. Controversies, or problems, or litigation, and many matters of litigation.
Could it be Mishpat concerning the council?
No, I'm not kidding. What is
Mishpat?
Mishpat person means the man, the Melech should not be feared for. The minister Mishpat, justice, is not always easy. Sometimes it's slightly, but sometimes it's very difficult. I still never forget my life that when I became a rabbi in Boston, I was very young without experience, and I had student parents I'll never forget them. In order to actually administer justice and to resolve, any problem or any litigation matter, any matter of litigation in accordance with the Dina Tere, one must be courageous.
Silver up. Yes. Now the question is, this applies not only to that, to every guy. Let's go with me. Don't fear on human beings. I mean, if we the nation is before me, so just render the verdict in accordance with the principles of justice. And the so wise manner singled out for me, but wise manner singled out for me, but I don't understand. I mean, Rambam. But this applies not exclusively to Miller, it is actually relevant to every diet.
Get away with it.
No one can change the law. Because, again, there is a controversy, there is a contradiction between Mishpat and Tapa. Mishpat means the justice. With justice. Tapa means of a relief. As though they have the element of charity, of understanding, of sympathy, of compassion. So what does the Gemara say? How did God practice Mishpat and Tapa? How did he practice what the Gemara say? First of all, he surrendered a verdict. A strict verdict in accordance with the law. Ruvu chayev, Ruvu guilty, Shimon Anu not guilty. Only Ruvu has to pay to Shimon. If Ruvu was rich, of course there's no problem. They can afford to pay, $500 to Shimon, and the controversy is terminated. However, if Ruvu is poor, then he loses. So Chazal say, Adonai used to take money out of his pocket, and come. Yom Melech, suppose not only to administer justice. The justice should never be cruel. Sometimes justice, quick justice, has an element of
cruelty.
Sometimes it is complete. It has got to be a good friend in order to administer justice. Or to render a verdict. I mean, which the Gemara calls Yikin by Dinah Torah. The law should clear for the mouth. Murder is not a thing.
Murder
is not a thing. Murder is not a thing. It means strict justice. It's of course a Dayan, you know, when two litigants appear before a Dayan, what does a Dayan do? He asks what he wants. Shore or Din? If they say they insist upon Din, the Dayan has no right to interfere, there's no right to intervene. He has to render the verdict. The poor man lost, it's not the fault of the Dayan. However, in Delaware, even when he renders his verdict, in accordance with the dean, he should keep to it that the verdict should not be this time, but on the present and the form. And the Melech should see the Kedra Mishpot be accompanied by an extra charge. Now, he got his ancient Mishpot in the form. Chazal, the Gemara says, as the Oret says, you will say that you have.
Russia or the Hague. We shall stay in the mountains. And the order to the door, Charles Reagan, we knew how to do it. What did the man come to? The man made it one word.
Thank you. Wait a moment. You might even have that mention with the whole activity. Because if you're going to get the other people from the land of the money, the money will be there. It's in eternal war. Well, I'm going to get the money. We're going to get the money. We're going to get the money. We're going to get the money. So why do
אל יקיצה שולם, ואין השם שולם, עד שיקריב תוזר ושלום עולה. כל הדברים. יש עוד Now try everywhere there is no Zamiruddin. New theological literature. Trying very hard to understand. Of course, you don't want that meeting. That's a decision. Any political defeat on the part of the poor of the people, I'm speaking, is actually in pairs, Kaviyoku Malkutishara Parishbo. Punisher, the splendor and the glory of Malkutishara Parishbo, of the Tanakh, of our prophets, of our patriots, who want to go and say, for the whole of Jewish history is nothing but a hoax. We have been fighting for centuries. We shed our blood for centuries. We descended with some dead spirits for various for centuries. We live in a world of illusion or perhaps a delusion. Everything is a delusion. That's what going said during the Holocaust here. Have you for empire in mind? Going to say that more. Going begin to say, perhaps there is sense to Jewish history. Who knows? Perhaps that these two wandering Jews have clairvoyance. Perhaps the promises by the Nevi'im are coming from perhaps the Jewish Messiah is in the process of coming, who knows? That's what goes through a gentle miner. I'm not speaking by the average gentleman of the street, but the better, more intelligent mind. Sometimes you'll form it, and if you win a war, it's not their war. It's the war for the name of Catholic. There are wars which don't contribute anything to so the enhancement of the name of the oil and the name of the Kabibo. Don't contribute. Just selfish wars, destructive wars. Those wars are not Muhammad Hashem. But the Muhammad will actually, up top before the world, the glory and the new horizon of Jewish thinking and Jewish, and Jewish hope and Jewish clairvoyance. And Jewish prophecy, that Muhammad is Muhammad Hashem. Not every Muhammad is to be glorified, but certain Muhammad are unavoidable, inevitable, before the Muhammad Hashem. As a matter of fact, I can tell you, there are to say, in my opinion, two wars, not a little war. 1956, I have doubt, where was the Muhammad Hashem? The proof? Why am I in doubt? Because we didn't actually utilize or exploit the opportunity. We just lost so many people and we withdrew again to the old border. I don't believe Jewish prestige was enhanced by the Swiss war in 1956. I doubt it. It was just an Obama. They couldn't Obama. An Obama. Perhaps we were given by France and England. Perhaps. All right.
Now, he says, would be a Magabosei, to Zaramel,
and the fourth objective would be him that a mosse you must shut say, the robbing that way.
Now,
all right, let's go on that. But this is not the only thing that we're on that.
anything more than that.
Well, all in that manner means also to raise the question. Not of all it means to make it a reality, or to enforce it, but at least to enhance it, to elevate it.
And this may be equally
true. I doubt it's all my general answer. I mean, it's not like a very good comedy.
I don't know where, on the street or on the campus, I don't know where, but I told you she was a pop. When I went, you went to sing the whole night. And this is actually, we have accomplished a great deal, particularly for our baseball. We have accomplished. One year. Yes. However, the final word has not been spoken yet. Who will win the battle in America between Orthodoxy and the dissident group, my conservative and the foreign Jews? There is no traffic to camp for peace. In my opinion, the battle will be won by the families which will understand to do two things. Number one, will excel not only as far as fighting, but as far as knowledge is concerned. The Orthodox rabbi will be accepted by the entire community, and the Orthodox rabbi will show the community that he wears not only yellow jerseys, but more black. That is a moral personality, head and shoulders above the foreign and conservative rabbi. That he is not out for publicity, self is forbidden. Is that not a publicity hound? That we not say long enough money? I don't say money is black, but however, it's an area dollar in love with it. That he's not in love with money, and that he's more sincere and more committed and more consistent with himself than the Oscar, the conservative, and the former. That will decide the battle. Morality, higher morality. Superior morality. And American Jew, I want to tell you, American Jew is very intelligent. His intelligence is discriminating. His understanding. I have great faith in American Jew. Secondly, the battle will be decided, and the outcome of the battle will be decided, also by intellectual achievement. For instance, if the Oscar Schrader will be head and shoulders above the conservative reform of it, as far as knowledge is concerned, and I mean knowledge in the widest sense of the word, as far as knowledge of the habit, you have the profound view, you have sweep, and you'll be able to reach out for horizons, for new horizons, and the intellectual view. Morality and intellectuality, the theorem, the widest sense and word, will actually decide the outcome of the battle. The battle has not been the outcome is not, we will go there. This is number one. We will always got the MS, means first of all, we're thinking, as you said before, living in a separate life. And secondly, by what? By the idea of and here we come to the most sublime and noble objective of Malthus. Namely, the merit should be the great scholar. The merit should be the great teacher. The merit is not only political. The merit is a spiritual teacher. He is the teacher par excellence. So the job of the merit is not only to rule, his task is not only on the intelligent people, his task is not only to resolve controversy or adjudicate cases, his task is not only to give example to the people by his own life, but his task is also and foremost to teach the people. He's the American teacher of reason. I mean, if you tell it, I mean, to political scientists, he'll laugh at you. Teachers are at the university. Governor, teacher of the government in Washington. The president of the United States is not a teacher. He's an executive. But he's not the Jewish people. The American teacher. The danger, opposed. Namely, they shall have a new merit for you. Who appointed? By what virtue? Who was he? He was the greatest of all kings. By him, she will never be taught to show me how to teach you first. I found the memory of him. The word never is a transformation, not a result. A place of a shame. Something that's among the same. You appointed me chair. Nation of the Nella by the virtue of my venture for. I've been Rabbeinu. I've been the teacher. I've been Rabbeinu the teacher. Because he taught it. By teaching the people, he fashioned it. By teaching the people, I mean, actually, he transformed the people. For instance, is there a mitzvah of teaching? Is there a mitzvah of teaching to be obligated to Narach? Hakim. Except the Hakim show. Teach for a Tateva Zeri. Why shouldn't the Bokne do it? Why shouldn't the mean one of the Narach? An educant do it.
Basically, a dissemble personality was not a king for the night.
is the German policy? The Nodi made policy. The Nodi retreasure the king. The Nodi has reprimanded the king. The kind of thing along the line. And after the second council was established, so the Nodi was replaced by the Russian. Always our ideal community, it does not have the mutual exclusion. The political community serves as a means for the ideal community, the need of the prophetic community, or the scholar.